Now just sit right there till we're finished with the show.
Good day, Yap Sheep listeners.
We're here live on a Yap Sheep interview, and we're talking with, what's your name, sir?
Adam.
Adam, my name is Joe, and what we're doing today is we're asking Chicagoans what they think happens to people who've never heard of Jesus Christ. What do you think happens to people who've never heard of Jesus Christ, Adam?
Well, my understanding is, if you're not found in the book of life by the time you die, you're going to have to face him. But if you're not found in the book of life, you will cast it in the lake of fire. That's
wow.
Revelation 20, verse 15.
Wow. How did you learn all this?
Reading the Bible and going to church.
Okay. Well, you want to come and study this out with us? We're going to talk about it more in detail. Tonight, we're going to talk about all the people in all the world who maybe they have not heard of Jesus.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about how God is calling them through nature. He's calling them through
nature and disasters and everything. Like Hurricane Katrina, the tsunami, and what else? Forest fires that's going on now.
Mm.
Yep.
So what do you say when people say, well, how does that show that God loves us if all this bad stuff is happening?
Well, he's trying to get everybody to an attention, like, you know, to get with Jesus Christ, you know? Because if you're going to have to doubt one day, that's the mystery. That's the biggest mystery. What's going to happen after that? That's what most people don't understand.
Right on, Adam. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Thanks for participating in the interview. Now we have here with us, what's your name, sir?
Chris.
Chris, I'm Joe, and what I want to ask you this afternoon in Chicago is, what do you think happens to people who've never heard of Jesus Christ?
I don't know, really. I don't want to judge, right or not.
Uh-huh.
I mean, in terms of going to heaven and hell, I guess that's if somebody lived their life good, because what about the Buddhists? What about the Muslims? Now, they also try to live as good people, so who am I to judge?
I see.
Yeah.
Now, what about the scripture where Jesus says that I am the way and the truth and the life? No one comes to the Father but through me.
That's the thing with the Bible. I mean, there's so many sayings that, I mean, people can just manipulate the sayings, really. You know, it's to their own needs. It's really, the essence of it is really try to do good.
Can I ask you this, son? Do you think that is a true statement that Jesus said? That no one comes to the Father but through him?
But it has to be on the right context. And I'm sorry I don't remember that scripture, but it really has to be on the right context. I mean, some part of the phrase has really been used and has been used.
What context would be different? I mean, what would it matter if he said, you have to go through him? What difference? What other context could there be?
How would that not be real? You know.
Yeah, and elsewhere, just to remind you, Peter says that, talking about Jesus, says this man, this is the only name by which we must be saved.
Those are strong words, son.
Yeah, I didn't say them. I'm not the judge, of course. You're not the judge, but Jesus, who said those words,
thanks for the insight. I appreciate it.
Hey, do you want to come to a discussion group on this, and we'll talk more about it. You can learn all about it.
I'm pretty happy with my participation.
What about I wrote a paper on it, and if you'd like to read it, and just give me a call. All right, good to see you. Thanks.
Good to see you.
Okay, we're now here with Betty. Betty, I appreciate you taking the time out to let us know what you're thinking about Jesus Christ. The one of the main things I wanted to ask Chicagoans out today is, what do you think happens to people who've never heard of Jesus?
I think that it's a shame that they have not heard of Jesus, and that their future is very uncertain.
Mm.
And I think we, those that are Christians, need to be more aggressive and assertive in spreading the word about who Jesus is.
Right. Great. Well, I appreciate your enthusiasm in saying that. The scripture that really brings it home is, for me, is where Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. How do you explain that to somebody who doesn't want to, think that there's only one way to God? How do you do that?
Well, I just have to say that the true way is expressed in God's Word. And we have to look at God's, listen and read God's Word.
Thank you so much. My name is Joe. What's your name, sir?
My name is Raymond.
Raymond, what we're wondering today with this great weather here in Chicago, Millennium Park, is what do you think happens to people who've never heard about Jesus Christ?
I think these people might be considered ignorant.
Wow. And so what do we need to do to help them to know Jesus?
I think people should realize how important it is to go to church on Sundays. And what people could do is, what the church could do, that is to, first of all, they need to reform.
Let me ask you this. What are you personally doing to help people know about Jesus Christ, who died for our sins and rose from the dead?
I attend church.
Okay.
On Sundays.
And now we're here with, you know, there's hundreds of people around. How will these people know about Jesus if we don't tell them?
They're not going to. Someone has to tell them.
Yeah. Well, hey, I want to encourage you to be part of what we're doing. We're part of a group that tries to help ourselves make sure we know God and also make God known by actually helping people to know Jesus Christ. So we're going to be talking about that more tonight in a Bible discussion group. If you want to come out.
Oh, sorry. I'm on a flight back to New York.
New York. You're from New York?
Yes, I am.
Oh, well, we have friends from New York. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, we do.
Well, hey. Yeah, we could hook you up with the Central New York Church of Christ if you like. They're great, just a great group that really tries to help people have a personal relationship with God. Because in fact, if you read the scriptures, you see every true disciple of Jesus Christ, every follower of Jesus Christ is a priest.
Right.
So rather than pointing it out to other people, let's see, well, what can we do? What has God called us to do? And that's what we want to study out with you. Is that something you want to do before...
My schedule is actually quite busy, but I'm not sure what you guys have in mind.
We'll give you the contact information. Excuse me, I'm interviewing folks this afternoon in Chicago about what they think about Jesus Christ. Can I ask you a question about basically what do you think happens to people who never heard about Jesus Christ?
I don't know, but I'd really like to finish my magazine, okay?
All right, what about another time? You ever want to talk about some other time?
No, thank you.
Okay. Are you sure? Because he's coming back.
Okay.
How about if I leave you something to read and you could make...
I've already got enough reading material. Thanks.
This will last forever. How about you folks? You guys want to hear about all the good things that Jesus has done for us? I'm taking a survey about people who... What do you think happens to people who've never heard of Jesus?
I'm not interested. We're having a conversation.
Oh, I didn't mean to interrupt your conversation. Well, actually, I did because I walked right up to you guys. So I apologize for that. Does anybody want to make a comment about what they think about you, sir? You seem ready to go here. My name is Joe. I'm just trying to help people know the truth about Jesus Christ. What do you think happens to people who never heard of Jesus?
They probably go to hell.
What can we do about it to help them?
Tell them to go to church.
You think just going to church is all that it takes to go to heaven?
No, you have to obey the Ten Commandments.
Well, hey, I'd love to invite you out and learn more about this.
That's all right. Oh, thanks.
Take care, sir.
All right.
What's not reflected in these interviews is that Mark and I this afternoon also approached 26 additional individuals in Chicago and asked them to say some comments about Jesus, what they think about Jesus. And 26 of these people did not want to say anything. They had nothing to say about Jesus Christ, which is so sad because it says in Acts 17 that from one man, God made every nation of men, that they should inhabit the whole earth. And God determined the time set for them and the exact places where they should live. God did this so that men would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. To close out the interview, we will ask one more person. Sir, excuse me, sir, what do you think about people who never heard of Jesus?
They need to seek God. If they don't seek God, they're going to be in trouble.
We're almost done yapping, but you can yap too. Send your comments to chicagoicc@gmail.com.
And of course, we'd like to thank our sponsor, this episode of Yap Sheep, brought to you by the Father, the Son, and...
Holy Spirit. Bah, bah.